Let's get some facts on the table first. As DNC chair, you didn't have the power on your own to replace Hillary on the ticket.
No, but as you well know, the charter of the DNC, as well as the convention rules, say that the chairperson shall, in consultation with the leadership in Congress and others. And so I had to put it on the table, George, because I was under tremendous pressure after Secretary Clinton fainted to have a quote-unquote plan B. I didn't want a plan B. Plan A was great for me. I supported Hillary, and I wanted her to win. But we were under pressure.
So how serious was this? You write that you got a call from Vice President Biden at the time. Did you mention this to the Vice President?
No, I did not. I mean, look, everybody was calling to see, do you know anything? How is she doing? And of course, my job at the time, George, was to reassure people, not just the vice president, but also reassure the Democratic Party, the members of the party, that Hillary was doing fine and that she would resume her campaign in the following week.
Do you still think that Biden and Booker would have won?
Well, you know, I had a lot of other combinations. This was something that you play out in your mind. But at the time, I was sitting next to Charlie Baker, who was her chief of
Clinton's campaign.
That's right. And Charlie and I put down, and we had a lot of rumors coming. I had the former chair of the DNC calling me, Donald Fowler Jr. I mean, senior, what are you doing? Look, the bottom line is she resumed campaigning. I went on TV to say that the campaign was back on track.